81% of people have never gotten a speeding ticket. Man, I thought I was a well-behaved person. Apparently, my 3 speeding tickets say otherwise. Shannon Martin, who is an insurance expert at Bankrate, not to put you on the spot, Shannon, have you ever been pulled over for speeding?
I have. I've actually gotten 2 speeding tickets, and they were within a month of each other, but it was a while ago.
A bad month.
It was bad.
Well, we are scofflaws, apparently, and really, if not the price and the haggle of the ticket alone wasn't reason enough to avoid one of these speeding tickets, I never quite realized how much they impact your insurance rates. Talk us through this.
That's true, and most people don't realize that it's not just the cost of the speeding ticket that you have to deal with, but it's the repercussions from your insurance company. Our Bankrate analysis showed that insurance rates can go up an average of 23% for about 3 years after you receive a speeding ticket. And insurance rates are already, you know, sky high now. You don't want to see them after you get a speeding ticket.
23% national average for what your insurance goes up for one speeding ticket?
Yep, that's just for one speeding ticket. And of course, that amount changes depending on where you live. If you live in Illinois, you actually pay more. It's 26%. North Carolina, though, you see the biggest rate hike of 49%.
Whoa. I want to talk about North Carolina in a bit because they have some interesting laws that lead to that. But is this why so many people, I imagine, because these would probably have to be speeding tickets that are on your record, do classes or do other things to try and avoid, I don't remember the exact term here in Illinois, but essentially wipe it off the record, because that becomes vital when it comes to insurance, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Your main goal is to make sure that when your insurance carrier pulls your motor vehicle report, that they do not see a speeding ticket on your record. If they can see it, they can surcharge your policy, and that's when you see that rate jump up for 3 years. You might lose incident-free discounts, which means that could really impact you for 5 years. So sometimes you can take a defensive driving class, you can plead the ticket down to a non-moving violation, or it might be worth it to get like a speeding ticket attorney so that it doesn't show up on your record.
Illinois' increased average of 26% lops us in the top 5. Shannon, we are used to being in the top 5 of paying the government something or paying someone something extra here in Illinois, so that's maybe no surprise to us. North Carolina's, it's not a coincidence why that number is so high there. They have a really unique system for the relationship between speeding tickets or other car violations and how much you pay in insurance. Talk a little bit about that.
They do. North Carolina has a safe driver incentive plan. And if you remember, sometimes back in school, the first day of school, everyone starts off with an A, and then your grade gets worse over time. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it's like in North Carolina for car insurance. So their rates are generally very low, much lower than the national average. But if you are involved in risky behavior, which speeding is considered risky, you see a really sharp increase. What is different about North Carolina as well is, as you go on a website, you can see what to expect from the different types of infractions. Like, for example, if you get involved in highway racing, your rate will go up by 340%. So at least they give you some more insight of what your rates will be over other states.
Like, other states have point systems, but usually that's for, like, losing your license. It doesn't involve the insurance company. So North Carolina, their legislature, who often has the control over setting rates or at least managing rates of what insurances can charge, the state legislature has said, no, these are automatic bump-ups in your insurance policy, no matter who your insurer is, if X, Y, or Z happens.
Right. So in North Carolina, they have more control. And they say, yep, if you're involved in this behavior, you're going to see this type of rate increase. Now, they have a different type of governing system where the North Carolina Rate Bureau submits rates to the state, and then the state sends them over to the commissioner's office. But actually, you mentioned something that most people are confused about. Almost every state has insurance points, which is a surcharge that increases your rate, and driver's license points, which is if you accumulate those, you can get a license suspension. So they both are on point systems, but the values are different.
Wow. Speeding 10 miles over or less in a 55 zone is a 40% rate increase in North Carolina. If you're over 10 over the speed limit, let's say you're in a 75 zone or a 65 zone and you're going, well, 77. I think people can do the math. 55%. I mean, I'm obviously concerned about Illinois' costs going up, but I wonder if there's so many people listening that are going, Yeah, well, that's a great incentive to keep people from slowing down. I mean, the fear of losing your license and being a scofflaw is one thing, but that monthly or every 6 month insurance payment, especially like highway racing or drag racing or something along those lines, which mm-hmm. we fought hard for here in Chicago and Illinois to try and outlaw, boy, 340% more on your auto insurance might do the trick.
And it's true, and insurance companies are all about rating for risk. And just like I had two speeding tickets within a month of each other, for some reason, when drivers are involved in an accident or have a speeding ticket, they're more likely to be involved in another one within 3 years. So there is real math behind the risk associated with speeding or getting into an accident to justify some of the rate increases. So hopefully, after you get your first one, you ease off the gas a little bit to avoid the second one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Shannon Martin, thanks for breaking this down. We appreciate it. And the full website and the whole list of everything at bankrate.com. Take care, all right?
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.